All right, so Mother's Day is just days away, and while you're looking for the perfect way to show your mom and all the moms in your life how much you appreciate all they do for you, well, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. We've all got the best moms in the world, right? So send them the best with 1-800-Flowers. And right now, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering you 18 lovely mom roses, and it's only $29.99. 18 lovely mom roses, $29.99, 45% discount. Now simply pick your day to delivery. Let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. It's a beautiful mix of pink and white roses. This bouquet is guaranteed to show mom just how much she is loved. 18 lovely mom roses, $29.99, an amazing offer, but it expires today. So celebrate all the moms in your life with 1-800-Flowers.com. Now to order 18 lovely mom roses for $29.99, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, enter my last name, Hannity. 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, my last name, Hannity. Offer ends today, so hurry.
These airlines, somebody has got to do something. And I think at some point, the President of the United States can use this issue. You know, they're talking about, midterms, all of that next, you know, they're really going to come after Trump. There are issues that they'll use to drive him out of office. If you become the guy that turns around this airline situation, if you lead the charge, that's instant reelection. People are getting abused all over the place on every plane. You're being treated like farm animals when you get on a plane. And this goes on nowhere else in the world. If you flew on any airline in the world, if you were in Asia, on Cathay Pacific, if you were on Lufthansa, anyway, they treat you like a king or a queen. If you took an airline from the most awful Middle Eastern dictator country, you'll be treated so well on those airlines. If you ever been on Emirate Air? You think you're on the most luxurious cruise you've ever been on. It's only, why is it only in this country we allow this to go on? First of all, there used to be a time where you'd take a seat, and maybe there are a lot of people on the plane. Maybe it's not so full. Now, no plane can take off unless it is absolutely packed, and they've made the seats smaller and smaller and tighter and tighter. They got it down to 31 inches between seats, legroom. You could buy one of those little Fiats that's got more than 31 inches of legroom. And American Airlines just announced they're redesigning the plane. They figured out a way to get it down to 29 inches. And I don't know if you've noticed this. The seat back behind you is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And what they call the pitch, like how far back it goes. Remember they used to say, put your seat in the upright position. Now you'd pray for that upright position. Now the regular position, the pitch is even higher so they can put the seat behind you even closer. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is not allowed in any other profession. And then Ethan is telling me you got a ticket, you're all paid for, you're sitting on the plane, you have to get up, we overbooked the flight, you can't sit here. What? And look at this Delta Airlines video that's gone viral. This guy's not leaving, he's got his kids, and they said, well, you're going to go to jail because we can have you arrested and you're going to jail. He goes, but I have my kids here. You'll be in jail and your kids will be there alone. And who? There's no other, name any other business where you could do this to anybody. Anybody. Imagine if you're in a nice restaurant. You have to get up. We need the table. We're overbooked. Well, but I just started eating. If you don't get up, I'm calling the police in here and you're going to jail. It's only because these airlines, the only situation you walk into where you're super regulated by government regulations. There's all kinds of laws, regulations that don't apply anywhere else. But it's got to change. And President Donald Trump is the guy to do it. Can you imagine if he speaks out about it, the way he communicates, he'll really get it across. He would call in the heads of every airline. It's probably 25 people. You get them in a room, and you just say, this cannot go on. You're going to have to figure something out. You can't treat people like this anymore.